Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations works with people to increase their organizational and individual potential by assisting them in identifying habits, attitudes, beliefs, and expectations that hinder their performance professionally and socially. Life Conversations is committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be.
Mom?
Imagine a world where bullying isn't considered a normal part of childhood.
A world where I'm not afraid to go to school.
To speak out.
To be myself.
A world where I'm not afraid to be caught alone.
Come on, Punk. We have the power to stop the bullying. Speak out.
Speak up.
Educate.
Find out what to look for and how you can make a difference at bullying.org.
Bullying is not kids being kids.
It's not about good homes or bad homes.
It's not a normal part of growing up.
I shouldn't be afraid to get out of school.
To turn on my computer.
Message. But walk to my locker.
Did you know that a bully will stop his or her behavior in 10 seconds when their peers speak up?
Use your voice.
Hey, leave him alone.
We have the power to stop bullying.
Find out more at bullying.org.
Bullying.org.
Where you're not alone.
Where you're not alone.
Where you're not alone.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Give thanks for the bread of our
Mother God, blessed be. We are grateful. We are in great attitude, so we are grateful for this moment. Call now. Can Drucker, oh Mother God. That made people go, huh? Did you just call God? Yes, I did. Well, I kind of did. But I did too. Now what? God is the mother and father. God is all there is. God is the only thing happening. And when you take time to listen, to connect with ancestors, you realize you don't really know much. Think you did. But now when you tune into your ancestors' energy, it's like, wow, there's so much I don't know. Let me go listen to Life Conversations Radio. Ooh, I love it. We're talking about ancestral blueprints. I want to know the map for my life. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you be at this very moment in time. Thank you for tuning to Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and you make a difference. Sometimes I just swear something takes over my body when I'm in the show. Or maybe that's just an illusion. That's maybe just pretending. I don't know. I don't want to accept that I'm just goofy and crazy. So I tell myself it only happens when I'm doing the show. Well, maybe it will let me know. Maybe I'm just goofy all the way around. You are listening to Ancestral Blueprints with Lisa Iverson, my co-host, and myself, Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Ancestral Blueprints takes place every last Wednesday of the month, where we help you put it all together, bring awareness to the truth that has been held, has been hidden, that people don't want to talk about, or you don't even understand. And you can also click the follow button on the blog radio page so that you can get regular updates on what's happening, or guests, and all kind of things going on here. Let's do some quick announcement, because Lisa can only be with us today until about 2:30. Everybody say, yeah, I know. But you know, when you're on a mission, you're on a mission. So, what's an announcement? Actually, I just do two announcements here. The first one is, for those of you who are just listening or wasn't here this morning, what's going on? I'm breaking up. I can't have myself breaking. I'm getting messages that I'm breaking up. Let's see here. Let's see. Am I still breaking up? Is this choppy? Okay, let's try the approach. Hold on. I'm breaking up. Let's try this. Okay, now, how about now? Am I still chopping up? Am I still breaking up? No, I know I'm not breaking up now. I better not. Well, I'm going to start cracking up if I'm breaking up. Thank you, Celeste. I appreciate you. Let's see now. Technology. What's wrong with this technology stuff? Anyway, I want to welcome all of you in the chat room. Flora, it's nice to see you. Nahali, joyful time of joy. Well, what I was saying earlier, I don't even know what I was saying earlier, but we started the show off with Karen Drucker. Oh, Mother God. If you want to find out more about Karen Drucker, you can go to her website, which is KarenDrucker.com. KarenDrucker.com. It is time for Ancestral Blueprints with Lisa Iverson, my co-host, and myself, Life Coach Ade. Quick announcement here, and as I said, I don't know if you heard it, but Lisa can only be here to 2:30. So the show might go on a little bit longer or not. We'll see what happens. We're going with the flow of the Ancestral Blueprints. Announcements, 9 p.m. tonight, Eastern Time. Living from the Inside Out, a teleconference with myself, Life Coach Ade. If you want to find out more information, you can go to, actually, to find out. Why do I keep asking if? I just got to be a little bit more assertive. To find out, to register right now, go to LifeCoachAde.com, LifeCoachADE.com, and all the information is there. Make sure you click the Group Coaching tab, and that will give you all the information you need.
And also, every first and second Wednesday of the month, we have Spiritual Tag Team with myself, Life Coach Ade, and Psychic Betty Pagini. That's the first and second Wednesday of the month. And one last announcement, October 4th, we have Holistic Physician, author of Infinite Love and Gratitude, Dr. Darren Wiseman. He's going to be joining us. That's October 4th. That's a Tuesday. And instead of the show airing at 12 o'clock, we're actually going to air the show. We're going to start at 1 o'clock. So just mark your calendars. Make sure you're here. Infinite Love and Gratitude. It's nice to see everyone here, those of you in the chat room, those of you on the phone line, Celeste, Betty, thank you all for being here. Let's see what's going on here. Celeste, you can't be a ghost, even if you try. Thank you for letting me know about the sound. Let's bring my co-host here. Hello, Lisa, how are you doing?
I'm doing very well, and I'm grateful to Celeste, too, for giving me that tip-off about the sound, and great to hear you not breaking up now.
Yeah, I was breaking up. I was cracking up. I couldn't handle it. Ah, so you're going to be here just for another, for another 20 minutes. Okay, let's just keep going. Let's just jump into this. Lisa Iverson is the author of Ancestral Blueprints, Revealing Invisible Truth in America's Soul. There's a lot of truth. There's things that are hidden that we need to talk about. Pick up the book. It will change your life. It will change your family. It will change your generation, those that are gone and those that are yet to be, to even come on this earth planet. If you want to find out more about her book, you can go to lisaiverson.com. lisaiverson.com. That's I-V-E-R-S-E-N.com. You can spell Lisa, L-I-S-A. And Lisa, what have you been up to?
Well, there's a good question for you. I will say the first thing that comes to mind is it was nice to be with you this weekend in person, Ade, and so many other people in the Atlanta area. I'm in this conversation we're in right now from the Northwest, north of Seattle. But this last weekend I was leading some Ancestral Blueprints workshops and circles using the family constellation approach to bring images forth from our ancestries that have been waiting to be seen and honored and integrated. And so it was just a complete blessing to be with you and other people in the Atlanta area this weekend.
Yes, yes. I mean, I can feel something happening inside of me already. And I feel it as my ancestors, all those that went before me are showing up because they got something to say or share. But I want to talk about, you know, you're talking about doing a workshop here in Atlanta, and it was one of the most intense one that I've actually participated in.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, oh, my God, it was intense. And just as you were talking, and I talked to you yesterday, so much that you're doing, and I'm feeling that, well, I know there's a shift going on. Something is happening right now. And it looks like humanity is slowly ready to reveal the invisible truth, the ones that we've run from, the ones that we don't even know we're running from, the ones that we don't even have a clue about.
Mm-hmm.
Because the gathering this weekend for me was just, it gave me, and it was a good reminder to remember that though I experience myself through the physical, I have to remember the journey of the soul. I have to remember what the soul is trying to tell me, seeking balance. I need to pay attention to my feelings, to what's going on within me. And it's a powerful thing. And, you know, we've been doing this show now for, over three years, and I still don't always feel like I have enough words to describe what the experience is like, what it is, unless you, I can't define it, but when you experience it, you would know it. And as a facilitator, you know, you were here this weekend, as we're saying, what did you take away from that experience, people coming together, people from different parts of the world, really? And we didn't even know each other, but we had a mutual experience. What did you take away from the experience?
Yeah, thank you for that question. One of the things I took away was yeah, how much we have in common. Just a reminder of this again, you know, as members of our human family, no matter what part of the world we live in or come from. The thing I notice always when I work in Atlanta is that for me, it feels to me to be the epicenter for healing for the U.S. Mm. You know, the history of our country in the U.S. is such that, you know, there's a lot of wounding that's in process of being healed.
Yes.
That rests in the southeastern and the eastern part of our country, but particularly that region, the southeast. And so just as it is for a person, it is for a country, you know, where there is the greatest wounding, that's also where rests the capacity for our greatest strength.
Mm-hmm.
So when these images are healed, when they are... have a chance to be seen and integrated. And so, you know, it was another deep reminder of this. And also, Atlanta, the diversity there in that city, in that region where you live, is so big, you know. The people from all over the world seem to be drawn to live in Atlanta. I was there, you know, for 4 days, and during the different circles that I was leading, and it's this way each time. It's a consistent thing. But for this trip, you know, I was with people from Colombia and people from Poland, people from Nigeria, people from this land, people with ancestors recently from Italy, from all across the world. And so there's a vibrancy, there's an intensity and a vibrancy of our human family that I feel being in a room with people from all over the world, you know. You know, it really does help us see again our human family. And so such a complete blessing is what it feels like to me.
Yes, it is. And, you know, something that came to me, and I thought about this, but I really saw it clear this weekend, that America is as great as it is, even with all the faults and things that we're working out, trying to get better at, all of that. It is a country that it is because people, as you said, people from different parts of the world live here, are here. And it's that diversity that brings out that we see as a great country. It's not because just a small group of people did something like, whoa, this is a great experiment. And I think for me, this weekend helped me see if we start to value, honor, and recognize each other's experiences. It doesn't matter if it's a traumatic one. Maybe someone will say got some grief issue going on. Because, you know, if they're joyful, if they're rich, if they're poor, if they're suffering, if they're in harmony, all of that is what makes this country what it is. Now, to deny it is to deny ourselves, don't you think?
Oh, yeah, very much so, yeah. And it's also a reminder of how much we need each other as people, you know? What can happen, what wants to be seen from history in terms of our own individual family history plus our country's history or our, you know, global human family's history. You know, these images, there are images in our histories, some of which are very difficult to look at, you know.
Right.
There are images, you know, like some that we experienced this weekend around the history of slavery as a primary example. These images are very difficult to look at. They're not meant to be looked at by one person by themselves. They are meant to be in a group setting, looked at, experienced, recognized, honored, acknowledged, healed, this kind of a thing. It's a collective. These are collective images. So it's a profound experience to have the opportunity in these groups for these images that are in process of of coming into the light and to experience that it's not to be fixed. It's not something that can be fixed or changed.
Mm-hmm.
The history has happened. The consequences of these histories are still being lived out for people of all skin colors, absolutely.
Mm.
And so this is the other thing that wants to be seen, is that when history's not had a chance to truly be recognized, the consequences we may be living on in a variety of ways and not realize that that's the case, you know. So this is another thing I'm just reminded of so deeply in this week and our time together.
It's so powerful, and for those of you who are just joining us, you're listening to Ancestral Blueprints with Lisa Iverson and myself, Life Coach Addy. Ancestral Blueprints takes place every last Wednesday of the month, 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you want to find out more about family constellations, or you're trying to understand what we're talking about, you just want to read something about it, go to lisaiverson.com or familyconstellationswest.com, familyconstellationswest.com. And there's also a video on there as well that can give you an insight. Because Lisa got to leave soon, I want to kind of address quite a few things here. And I'm feeling like Tavis Smiley this week. I don't know why. I watch Tavis Smiley, not regularly, but when he's interviewing people, he would say, or when they bring up something, he would say, well, since you went there, I'm just going to follow you down there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm
mm-hmm.
just thinking,
yes.
Tavis, it doesn't matter. You're the host. You can go wherever you want. But since you went into that whole thing about slavery, I'm going to follow you on that. Because one of the experiences in the circle when we were doing the process, if you will, for me, the feelings that I was having while we're doing the process, that was anger and rage. For a minute, I had to go into my head to keep me sane. It's like, okay, well, maybe I'm not doing this right. You know, you always tell us you can never get it wrong. It's always right. But I was having this feeling that I didn't want to associate with because I was angry. I'm looking at somebody else, and I'm that angry. So he said, what's coming up for you? I'm like, I want to butter it up. I want to make it, I want to put it, you know, just sugarcoat it, should I say, sugarcoat it. But it's like, I feel angry. I'm angry. And I bring that up, not so much, I mean, for whatever reason, but because that's what I bring it up because that's what I'm present to. And there was something that happened on the radio this morning, this afternoon. I did a show earlier, Conscious Parenting. And somebody, Betty and I were talking about this, somebody came in and they put Black Love Family. And it was like, oh, great, Black Love Family, yeah, Black Love, why not? And then another listener responded and said, love has no color. Family doesn't have to be maternal brothers and sisters, but those that love us unconditionally and accept us for who we really are, 24/7. And I remember reading that during the show, and I just said, no, I'm not going to even touch that. But what came up for me as I read that is when the person put Black Love, I didn't really think much of it. I'm just there, greetings, sending his greetings. The response had me thinking, well, was that a trigger? Did the Black Love or the word black triggered something for my sister friend, who I know who it is? Did it trigger something? Because, if you will, if love is all there is, love is white, love is black, love is red, love is all the colors, love is the rainbow. But I'm tying it in with this whole thing about our collective experience that we're having, that sometimes we are triggered negatively and we don't even know we're triggered. And if we're not aware, if we're not conscious, we can end up creating more of the, more of the mess, so to speak, or entanglement, like as you say. And family constellations and ancestral blueprints, I find, help us to untangle that. I want to ask you this before you go. When you say healing the hidden truths, it's not just an experience for one person, not just for one person. Can you expand a little bit more about that and how, you know, what people can do individually to be part of the collective healing? Ooh, I like that. What can people do individually to be part of the collective healing? Ooh, thank you, ancestors. Okay, there you go, Sleeper.
Yeah, very good, yeah. Well, first, I think you're right on. I'm in agreement with you about the triggering aspect, you know. Even such a word as love can be very triggering, you know, when there's a history of what's happened in family life with that word, it might not always be the calm, soothing, might not always have the kind of calm, soothing energy that we might think is associated with that word. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So what can individuals do? The first thing I think of to say is, right a few minutes before we began this conversation, I got a text message from somebody who was in the weekend experience there this weekend, and she asked for more examples of the kind of meditation in my groups and in my one-on-one work. I often lead people through ancestral meditation, for lack of a better phrase, how they can do this, how they can one-on-one become in more conscious connection with who and where they come from. So I get this text, from this woman who was there this weekend saying, can you give me more? I need more of that, what you did with it. It's the same thing that you're asking. So the question, I think that this question, my best way to answer it is, what I know I can do, that I can do easily, it's good I say it publicly, and then this will help me be accountable to doing it, is I make space, I commit, in this conversation by the first of the year, by the beginning of our next January 2012, I will make available some meditations on my website that people can access, how they can do this, because I see all the time how useful these are, and so I think it makes sense that I devote time to making this more accessible for people, how they can, there's lots and lots of different kinds of meditation. They're all great. One mountain, many paths, but this is a path on this mountain of, spirit, body healing that I see over and over again how helpful this is. So, I'm not trying to pass the buck with the question. I'm just saying.
No, I understand.
This is what I'm present to. Yeah. Yeah.
Let's do this. You've got 2-3 minutes to go. We've got a caller. I just opened your book and it says love is holographic, but we can't touch that right now. But I may have to bring you back on one of my other shows, because this is a conversation that's just so ongoing. Let's go to this caller now while we got the time, and I may have to bring you back sometime in October to continue this conversation, because we do need to. All right, 240, yes, you alive. What's your name and where you calling from?
Oh, this is Don Wolf.
Don Wolf, my brother, how are you doing?
I'm fine. I'm, listen, are these our ancestors breaking through our limited consciousness? What is their urgency? Why is it important for our ancestors to come from the cup of perception to touch the lips of our souls with fruits and the counsel of their past lives that understand ours? Are they interpreting something we cannot see because of our obsession with time, speed, and the absence of our connections to them? Is there something amiss in our thinking, our worldview, our relationships? Is this why our ancestors are coming more readily through our drums, prayers, our poems, our hip-hop, our soul music? Why are we becoming our ancestors, ask us? What are we becoming our ancestors, ask us? Why have we become, if we cannot see our ancestors through our illusions or feel them in the wind or hear the suggestions of the beyond in children, white or black, or red or yellow?
This is Lisa. I just am so appreciative of your question, and I feel the answer in your question just as you speak. It's just beautiful to hear you speak what you're saying. Yeah. What I would say in addition to what you said in your question and answer is that we are in connection with who and where we come from. There is a resonance that we have with them that we are often in a blind kind of awareness with. We're often in a place of a blind love with them, where our tendency as descendants is out of love to be perhaps living out some aspects of our ancestors' fates, their fates that doesn't belong to us. And so it's not good for them and it's not good for us when we try to do this. And what I see is that there are these images in our ancestral blueprints. There are images of truth of what's been experienced by them that simply wants to be seen and honored and left to be in their rightful places, which is with them, so that we can then experience them supporting us, blessing us to live freely as us, with them behind us, but not trying to keep repeating whatever it is that they've experienced.
Yes.
So this experience of coming into clarity of belonging, where we all belong with one another as descendants and as our place with them, as our ancestors, this is our whole human family. Yeah, this is what comes to me as you call
it.
That's
right. Yes, sir. Thank you, my brother. Lisa's got to go. Let me put you on hold for a minute, Don Wolf, if you want, because Lisa's got to go. I'm going to take a break, and then we'll come back if you want to continue the conversation. But Lisa, you know, I'm so full. There's a question in here, but I just want to read it to the rest of the listeners, those of you in the chat room. It says, why are they involved? She said, good question. Why are they involved if their time is gone? And time depends on what time means. We're always connected to our ancestors. But, you know, when we come back, we'll talk more a little bit about that. Lisa, I know you got to go. Thank you. And I just got to bring you back sometime in October to continue this conversation because there's so much there.
Yeah, thank you so much. It's a blessing to be with all of you, and I look forward to next time very much.
Thank you, Lisa.
Okay.
Have a wonderful day. If you want to find out more about Lisa, you can go to her website. It's lisaiverson.com. Lisa's usually with us till 3 o'clock, but she has another assignment that she's got to take care of because, you know, you got to do what needs to be done. So, well, we're going to take a break in a minute or two or three, and we'll be back. But I want to go back to Nihal's question, why are they involved if their time is gone? You know, the real deal is when we start looking at life, and we look at time. Lisa and I, we did a show called Linear Time versus Soul Time. You know, it's like some of us are getting so caught up in the linear time. Like now where I'm at, it's 2:32. Oh, my God, it's almost, well, for some people it's like, oh, great. It's almost 5 o'clock, I'm getting ready to leave work. Whatever time may be, but whatever it is you're doing in your life, but really there is a soul time that is not limited by space, by physical reflection. There's sometimes we have a feeling, we connect. I mean, at the beginning of the show, we're sharing that. Suddenly, I just felt this energy rush through me, and I'm like, wow, without awareness, I probably would have been scared of it. But the life that moved, that lived in your ancestors, is living through you. So you're forever connected to them. If your mother, your father, your grandparents are not here, you're forever connected to them. And here's the thing, because you're forever connected to them, their life is alive in you. Because if it wasn't for your grandparents, you won't be here. Your great-great-grandparents, you can keep going back. The life that lived in your mother and your father is moving through you right now, and we pass that on to our children, and then they pass that on. Life never dies. It's always alive. Now, how you express that life is your choice. But then when you seek to be in alignment with what your soul is seeking to express, ooh, life just gets gooder. Yes, I said gooder. I know I did. You are listening to Ancestral Blueprints where Lisa Iverson and Life Coach Ade. Lisa's had to jump off, jump out, step out, evolve, move, transform. But we'll be back. We're going to take a break. I want to come back to Don Wolf because I can feel him. He still has some stuff to share. My brother. So I just love it when he comes. Hello, this is Don Wolf.
why our ancestors still trying to be seen. Oh, life is good, it's getting better. The number is 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. Mona, 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 it's so nice to see you. Celeste, Betty, 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 Don Wolf, Tamara, Mary Lou who? I don't know. Mary Lou who? We got Millie in the house. We have Nahali in the house. We have Joyful Tamara Joy, Tamara Joy. And we got Dr. Flora in the house. Thank you for tuning in. Please share the show, tweet the show, post it, and also follow us on Blog Talk so that you get regular updates. Let people know what we're talking about. Let's grow together because we all have something to do individually, and when we do our work individually, it makes the collective work a lot easier. We got to be the change we want to see right here, right now.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Let me try.
Okay, just remember what I showed you.
Yep, there was a bunny who had one big ear and another big ear. They looped-a-looped, made a bow, and the bunny hopped away. I did it!
Oh, good job, kiddo. Now let's tie your other shoe.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Maybe you're right. Maybe you don't need to talk to me about sex.
Maybe you do control what I'm exposed to.
But maybe not.
Maybe I hear about sex every day.
In the media, from my friends.
Maybe while you're not talking to me about sex, everyone else is.
So talk to me. Tell me to wait to have sex.
Because you can influence me.
For help starting the conversations, visit 4parents.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and this station.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life. Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Have courage and make that move. We are supporting you, assisting you to move from where you are to where you want to be. You are listening to Ancestral Blueprints with Lisa Iverson and Life Coach Ade. This is where we stimulate thoughts. This is where we get you to look at what you believe and see if what you believe is working for you or is working against you. And if it's not, do something about it. We are here Monday to Thursday, 12 to 1:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Follow the show, post the show. We ask you lovingly, and let's be friends. Check out our website. It is lifeconversationsradionetwork.weebly.com, Life Conversations with the S Radio Network.weebly, weebly.com. And let's go back to my brother because I can feel his, I can just feel my brother. I can feel the connection. I can just feel it. I feel it. Mary Lou Who? I am that I am. Yes, you are, my sister. Let's go to Don Wolf, my brother. Oh, let's try this again. Hold on 1 second. We can't hear you yet. Yeah, there you are.
You hear me now?
Okay, I hear you now.
Ade, nice to hear your voice again.
Say that again?
It's nice to hear your voice again. Let me switch phones.
Same here. Okay. This feeling is mutual, and I appreciate your wisdom and your insight. So what else is bubbling up for you?
Well, I have a bowl of peaches here that have thick juice. But we're not talking about that, are we? I mean, it's calling me.
Because we also got to teach. We got to teach how to go with the flow. So from the juice of the peach, we can find the lesson there. We can look at the metaphysical meaning of that. But whatever you wherever you want to go, I'm gonna let that happen today.
Well, you know, I was thinking when your friend was talking. There was a man I met. I think. Last year, a brother drove all the way up from Texas because he was pulled by dreams that he had. And he came up here to D.C. to do some work. He stayed about 9 months. But one of the distinctive things about this brother was that he was always talking to his ancestors, always. He wasn't walking around mumbling or anything or pretending like he had a cell phone in his hand. He was talking.
All blue.
He was always talking to his ancestors. And he would consult with them when he'd make moves, major, sometimes minor moves. Well, one day we were riding around Maryland, and I took him to a place where my research had showed me this huge area in Maryland where we have a football field where the Washington team plays, was once a plantation. And there's a very tiny church that sits away from the main house, which is still there, surprisingly. And nestled in trees is a tiny church with a graveyard, with the tombstones read 1860, 65, 1910. Mm-hmm. And I said, this is a place where a lot of Africans died, and I went in. This is nighttime, and I went in there, and my medicine let me go in there because my grandfather years ago wouldn't let me go into cemeteries for reasons I won't say. So I went in there before Almas did, and I'm walking, and I start walking in different places that I was drawn to, and I should say directed to, and then I made a circle. And I walked out, but there was a certain place that I stood intentionally because there was something there that I wouldn't talk about. So I walked through and then out, and then Almas walked into the gate and into the cemetery, and I left and went off in the woods and sat there in the dark, enjoying myself and starting getting comfortable. And it's always when I get comfortable outdoors, I get sleepy. But I made myself stay awake, and I'm looking at him, and I watched him. He walked everywhere that I had been led to walk. An hour or so later, when he comes out of the cemetery, he's transformed. And he told me that the place where I had stood that I didn't want to explain to him, he said, that was a portal between the worlds. And I said, I know. And there he stood, and he told me that that's where he began to talk to the ancestors of that land. Then he called and spoke to his ancestors. And in that conversation, he was given directions of what to do because at that point in his life, he was on a mission to do certain things. His father had just died, and he was talking to the older ancestors. And every once in a while, his father would come in, but his father didn't come. Mm-hmm. The reason I mention this is because I notice from people who just do this walk, as natural as breathing or eating peaches, that it is nothing that they discuss. It's just something that is.
Yes.
And something we do here in the West is yes. Overanalyze the simplest things. And ancestors are accessible, and the reason why is some are available and some are not. But this culture, which is so much afraid of the topic or having relationship with ancestors that they will talk themselves to make sure the distance stays between them and the ancestors.
Right. Right.
And there's simple things that you can do with that in terms of talking. One thing I enjoy doing is drumming, and I learned very young how to drum and pull or ask ancestors to come in en masse, hundreds of them, is what we do in ceremony. And all it takes is one to do it. I did it in Pittsburgh in the drum store one time, and I had them white folks staring at me with the eyes really big. And then I told mm-hmm. them what I did. Mm-hmm. And then people began to make connections because it's like breath.
Mm-hmm.
It's like eating peaches. Because
yes.
when you eat peaches, you have to take your time because if you have a wife like I do, you cannot show up with drops of peaches on you. So you have to savor it. You got to slow it down and just savor it and eat the chunks, and then you slowly drink it, careful not to spill any on you. You'll be affected. You'll be affected by the sensation of eating them peaches and drinking that thick juice. And it's going to show in your countenance. It's going to show in how you move. And then when she comes, she's appreciative because you didn't leave a mess. And all husbands get accused of leaving messes. And if a husband succeeds in not leaving a mess, he has impacted his wife's life. That's the connection between ancestors and peaches.
Thank you. I knew there was a spiritual message there, and I wasn't afraid to go there.
Well, you caught me in a, you caught me in a very silly mood.
Thank you, my brother. I appreciate that. Thank you for your wisdom, your insight. And you always have this world flipping stuff. You're a master flipper. Thank you, my brother.
No, Ade, it's you. I was trying to be serious, but there's something about you that makes me do something that's very silly.
Good.
But anyway, I guess that's good. The things that we can do as we get older.
Thank you.
Well,
thank
let
you,
me
my
let you
brother.
Have space, brothers. Yes, sir. It's good to hear from you.
Yes.
My brother.
Here. Yes, yes, yes. There's always a message. There's always a message. You're listening to Ancestral Blueprint with Life Coach Ade and Lisa Iverson, who is not here, but her spirit is here. Her soul is here. So she's here. She's just not here in the body. But anyway, she wasn't here in the body anyway, because we're not in the same place. So why does it really matter that I say that? I'm just reminding people that even if we don't connect physically, we are still connected. We are still one. And I'm tying that in with conversation going on in the chat room. Mary Lou Who said, which ancestors? The one of matter or the ones of soul? Now, I'm not going to even pretend that I understand what you mean when you say one of matter or one of soul. And I'm going to read what Nahali said, and I'm going to tie it all in. Nahali said, well, she asked a question. She said, why are they involved if their time is gone? And she was clarifying her question. She said, well, I meant they have lived their life on earth and gone through their human experiences. Now they're in the spirit realm. So why come back to affect us? Now, like I said, I've never even think of ancestors as in matter and soul. I think there's only one life, one presence, one love. It's one. And each and every one of us, everything that you see and that you don't see is simply a reflection, a manifestation, an extension of the one consciousness. Now, in the Western world, like Don Wolf was saying, there's this tendency to break things up in time. But, you know, you're much more than your body. There's a spiritual aspect to you. There's an emotional aspect to you. There's a mental aspect to you. There's a psychic aspect to you. So the whole thing about wholeness, when we say we're seeking healing or we want to be healed or we want to be whole, is not just about popping a medication to not feel pain. Wholeness is being able to realign the energy so that what is appearing, what is showing up in a physical body can be dissolved. So ancestors, when you really think about it, it goes beyond the physical body. But every life is always alive. So going back to Nahali's question, why are they coming back to affect us? Guess what? The life of your ancestors didn't go anywhere. We are not separated. Life is like a tree. Now, can you imagine a fruit saying, I have nothing to do with the roots. You know, it's all down there in dirt, people walking on it. I'm just up here embracing the sunshine. I don't want nothing to do with the roots. I don't want nothing to do with the branches, you know, because without me, you know, people always want my fruit. Nobody's interested in the branches. No, it is all connected. Now, if you look at what we are talking about as a negative thing, or even when we talk about revealing the invisible truth, we all know, but let's just make it real simple. Even if you didn't know your biological parents, maybe you were raised, you were adopted. We all know somebody who just made their transition a year or two, that had things that they were dealing with, that they didn't even understand it. And let's get intellectual a little bit here. Even doctors know that what your ancestors went through show up in your life. They do. Now, they may not call it, they don't call it ancestral blueprints, but they will ask you, Do you have diabetes in your family? Do you have heart issues in your family? Do you have sickle cell in your family? You know, do you have whatever? Do you have cancer in your family? And people will say, well, yeah, my mother died of cancer. My grandmother died of cancer. So I know I'm next. Same thing. And what we call dis-ease is simply energy. It's energy that is not in alignment. Naturopathic doctors, holistic physicians will tell you everybody has cancer cells in them. It's, what happens is when there's an imbalance in your body chemistry, when there's judgment and criticism, self-hatred within yourself or projected outward, all those things will start vibrating and then show up in your body. It's not about blame. It's not about judgment or self-judgment. But it's about recognizing that you are much more than the body. That as we're having this conversation, you may agree or disagree, or you may see it differently, agree to some point. But do you know the life that is moving through you is moving through me? Do you know it's not an accident that you found this radio network? It's not an accident. Whatever caused you to find out about this show is because your soul and mine is connected. You may have been asking a question. Maybe you're dealing with something and you put the answer out, question out there, and this is how Source, God, the universe, is answering your question. So when we start looking at life like this, when we talk about your ancestral blueprints, guess what? My ancestral blueprint is connected to your ancestral blueprint. And then it goes on and on and on and on and on it goes. And if you really want to test this out, go to a hospital, look at people who know they're getting ready to make their transition, and you ask them, what do they regret? They won't tell you that they regret always showing up late for work, or regret they were never a millionaire. That might be part of their story, but the most things they're going to regret, or that you hear people say, I've read about it, it's that they didn't love enough, that they didn't connect with people that they thought that they loved. They took their loved one for granted. Now, when we talk about connecting with your ancestors, their life, we are talking about connecting with the love that you are. If you disconnect from any part of you as your ancestors or your parents because you didn't like how they raised you and they were evil, really you're disconnected from yourself. But there are many technologies out there that helps us to reconnect and be whole, wholeness. So we talked about slavery earlier, the Holocaust experience in different parts of the world. We talk about the injustices going in different parts of the world. You name it. It is all our story. It's all our story. It's all connected. Now, when we start recognizing, and it goes beyond conversation, what I'm doing now, what we're doing on Life Conversations Radio, is to stimulate thoughts to get you to go, that's an interesting point. I never thought about that. Now, it doesn't mean you agree or disagree. It just means as a point, something that you didn't think about. And I always say, when you make someone think, you have already expanded their consciousness. When your consciousness is expanded, you become aware. When you become aware, you have understanding. And in your awareness comes healing. And in your understanding comes compassion. Now, on a physical plane, we separate ourselves through religion, political organization, and sexuality, and race, and class, and the country we were born in, our cultures. But ultimately, we are one. We are one. There's nothing you can tell me. I don't care if you bring me what you call proof that we are separated. I just tell you, thank you for sharing. We are so connected, and just because someone left their body doesn't mean they're not alive. Yeah, I said that. They're alive in a different realm. As a matter of fact, it's a different vibration. So some of us believe in spirit guides. Some of your spirit guides are your ancestors. The energy is still alive. We talk about past life. It's all one, right here, right now. There is only one life, one presence, one power that is living through and as you. So it is important to honor ancestors, even the one that you're angry at, the one you're mad at. But when you bring awareness, you make room for the healing. You're listening to Ancestral Blueprints with Life Coach Ade and my co-host is Lisa Iverson. She had to leave early today. Ancestral Blueprints takes place every last Wednesday of the month at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I'm here Monday to Thursday. What time? 12 to 1:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And make sure you follow the radio network on Blog Talk Radio and share this conversation with your friend by posting or tweeting it, StumbleUpon, and all those other social networks, you know, because we need each other. We are actually a family, no matter what. And when you recognize that, when you remember, when you join it together, that we are one family, even if someone is acting a fool, you can still love them. And when you're loving them, you won't even have to worry about if they're in your presence. You just love them from a distance. Because your love itself is the only protection you need. Your love is what's going to heal somebody so that they tap into their wholeness, their whole self. And we got a few minutes to release the show. 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. So, if you got something to say, say it now or forever hold your peaceful consciousness. Press 1. And what was I going to say? Something else was trying to be expressed, but I can't. If I try and pull on it, I forget. So, I'm just going to leave it alone. So, I just tell you the things that I do remember. Oh, somebody got something to say. Make sure you join me tonight, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, for Living from the Inside Out teleconference. To find out more information, go to... Everybody wants to talk. Okay. What did I say? Yeah, lifecoachade.com. Lifecoachade.com. Don't press one on the keypad. Go to the group coaching tab and click there and register. It's tonight, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's a three-part group coaching session, and I look forward to seeing you. Let's go to Celeste. Celeste. What you waiting till the last minute for? You need to make up your mind.
Life Coach today, who are you talking to when I have a gift for you?
A gift. Bring it.
Yeah, that's how we work.
That's how we roll.
It was a great show. You know what? You and Don Wolf were just flowing so much, and I just wanted to tap in. It's a great show. You know, I have other thoughts about the Black Love comment, so I'll be writing that up because I felt something else coming up in a beautiful way. No draw, but I'm just going to come at it a different way.
Thank you. I appreciate
Thank you.
All right, darling. Let's go to Don Wolf again. Don Wolf said, "Oh, I want to say something. You just triggered something for me." Okay, Don Wolf, you got 1 minute because we're getting ready to release the show.
Very briefly, it came to me when you were talking, and your words were well thought out. A person could very simply create an altar to their ancestors in their home. That's all I had to say.
So simple.
Very
and the altar can be a picture.
Picture,
and
white cloth.
What'd you say, Don Wolf?
You could do that. It could be a picture on white cloth, but something that you create from your soul.
That's right.
So that's all.
Thank you, my brother.
All right, big brother.
Appreciate you. It's that simple. It is really that simple. Here's the thing. If you do disagree, well, they've lived their life, and I'm not just talking to Nahali now. If you say, well, I don't know, my ancestors are gone out there, I just want to leave them be. If you can just think about it, just thank them, those that came before you, because they did what they did, because they held on, because they refused to be broken, you are here today. You were here because they were here. I don't know, Mary Lou. Mary Lou said, ancestors of the soul or the body. I don't know. I don't even want to break it up like that. I don't even want to break it up with ancestors of the soul or the body. I just say ancestors. And I think, you know, basically you can do, you know, whatever resonates with you. I don't even want to break it out. There's only one. It's only one consciousness. It's time to release the show. I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you, and I thank God for you. Join us tomorrow at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with my co-host, Betty Pegues. I love you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Peace and blessings. And no matter what, let's not even get caught up in the words. Let's just remember who we are. I am that I am. I am you, and you are me. Yeah, here we go. Carly Jackson. You can find her on Facebook. Carly Jackson. Peace and blessings. Be still, be well, and be love.
I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. I am peace. I am here. I am strong. I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God. I am you. I am healed. I am love. I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. And I am free.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.